And I appreciate the Lord tonight. If you got your Bible tonight, 2 Kings chapter number 2, familiar scriptures. I appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. I love the Lord. Look over your neighbor and tell him, say, I love the Lord. One preacher preached on, I love my master. And I love my master. I used to have a hard master that treated me horribly. But the master I've got now, I love my master. He's been good to me. 2 Kings chapter number 2, these are familiar scriptures. We'll start out in verse number 8. It said, and Elijah took his mantle, and he wrapped it together, and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that two went over on dry land, they two. And it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what shall I do for thee, and it shall be taken away from, before I shall be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it shall come to pass as it came to pass that they went still on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets were to view at the Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. That's all I'm going to read. God, I ask tonight, you'd bless this word. God, give me the tongue of the learned that I might speak a word to them that's weary in this hour. God, encourage us. God, help us to set our hope in you. God, to look to you and believe for great things. For all things are possible, Lord, if we'd only believe. In your mighty name we pray. Everybody says amen. Here's a story we've read in the Bible for years, and you've heard it preached, no doubt, more times than you could probably even count. But Elijah here is getting ready to part and getting ready to leave. And he's got Elisha, his servant, with him. And Elisha is sticking near him as close as possible. And he knew that this part, and he wanted to watch him. He wanted to watch his master leave. There was a closeness there toward these two men. As David and Jonathan, Elijah and Elisha, both were knit together, these two prophets, their hearts, their intentions were, both had a dual purpose together. But Elisha stood by Elijah and he saw him as he was called up in the chariot in the whirlwind. And he prayed before this. Elijah asked him, said, what do you want me to do for you before I leave? And he same as gave him an open invitation on, What are you needing before I leave? I'm getting ready to be tucked away. What is your desire? What would you have? And he asked for a double portion in verse number 9. He said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And tonight, that's my title. I'd like to preach tonight on a double dose of the Holy Ghost. And we're living in an hour and day in that God's Spirit still moves. A lot of people claim that it ended with the prophets, it ended with the disciples, and it ended so forth and so on, that it ended in Azusa Street, it ended at the great revivals in the 1900s and the 60s and 70s, but may I tell you, God still moves. He doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. He's still on the throne. He's still high and lifted up. He's looking for a people that will worship him. He's looking for a people that will magnify him and give him praise and give him glory. And we're in need of this hour. We're not in need of this hour of great edifices and great buildings and great speakers. We've got all them things. We're not in need of a new song. We're not in need of a new bus ministry program. We've got things that's wrong. We're not in need of new Sunday school literature. But what we're in need of is a double dose of the sweet Holy Ghost to fall upon His people, that God would revive us one more time. The Bible says, "Wilt thou not revive us?" I don't know about you, but I'm desiring a Holy Ghost revival. I'm desiring a move of God to sweep over the church and sweep over His people in this last day and last hour. He said, "In the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall hear. And old men dream dreams. Your young men see visions." I may have that mixed up, but I believe it's still possible. All things are possible to them that believe. God's still moving. He's looking for a people that will anticipate, a people that will have a drive inside their heart and say, "God, I believe. Lord, and I desire a double dose of your Holy Ghost. I desire a double move of thy Spirit." I remember Josiah got sick one time. This is where I got my sermon, kind of. Josiah got sick, and it went on for a week or 2 weeks, and we called the doctor, said, "He's not getting any better." And they asked, "What medicine did I give you for him to get better?" And we explained it to him. He said, "I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to double up on that medicine. Double up on it, and he'll get better." And it wasn't long after we doubled up on it. I don't recommend that to just anybody. But if the doctor says, do it, do it. Don't go home and double up on your medicine just because you think it might make you better, because it probably won't. You won't be here next Sunday. But the doctor told us, double up on that medicine. Said it's antibiotic. Said it'll get rid of that problem. And when we doubled up on it, we got the double dose of it. He got better. And in the day and hour we're living in, until we get closer to God and get the double dose of what God's got, He's got unlimited supply. I mean, heaven is full of all the blessings that God's willing to give His people. And He's looking to bestow them upon a congregation, upon a people that has held on, upon a people that has remained faithful, upon a people that has stood firm when the winds have blown and the storm has arisen. They've held on, believing God through the impossibilities, believing that God still moves, believing, holding on and not wavering with every wind of doctrine, but faithful even unto the end. That's the kind of people God's looking for. And Elisha said, "I need that double portion. I want the double portion of thy Spirit, your Spirit that's upon you. What you've got is what I want." And I remember when I got saved, and after I got saved, I'd seen a youth camp there. I seen them young people with the Holy Ghost, and I said, "If in my heart, that's what I want. I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost." And I begin to seek the Holy Ghost, and I begin to worship God, and I begin to magnify God. And I'd go to church, and I'd wear people out because I'd have my hands raised for an hour or more, and I'd wear them out, and because I was excited, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I wanted a move of God. And I remember the night He baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and it's still fresh inside my heart today. I remember worshiping Him that night with my hands raised up. They were singing the song, "There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb." And the back of my feet picked up, and I started jumping around the altar, and I was speaking in an unknown tongue. I didn't know any other tongue. I didn't know Greek. I didn't know Spanish. I barely didn't know English. But I thank God He baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and with evidence of speaking in tongues, and with fire. It's still real. And He's looking to fill your cup to overflowing. How's your cup tonight? We used to sing that song, "Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup. I lift it up." Oh, God's wanting to move. God desires to move. God's willing to do abundantly above what you're asking, thinker and even believing. A double dose. The Bible talks about the word double means two times more. It means twofold, twice as great, to increase thy strength. Is what you got enough to make it? Or do you need more? I need more. I'm guilty. I need more. I've got to have more, Brother Aaron. We must have more in this last hour. And God's got the supply house. And He's looking for those that would say, Lord, I need more. An addition or equal amount of strength. We live way below our privileges in God. You hear me? There's a lot more than what we're attaining. There's a lot more than what we're receiving. God's got abundantly above. And here Elisha believed that whenever Elijah left, that he was going to follow him. He was going to tag along, if you will, right beside him. And he was going, I'm going to wait. I'm going to watch until it happens. He said, don't fall. Don't worry, I'm not planning on it. But he stood right by his side. If you see me go away, he said. He said, this thing will be possible. But if you don't watch me and you don't see me, you're not going to get it. What would you do? I'd stand right by his side. I'd be right after his footsteps, Brother Greg. Every step he'd take, I'd be right behind him. If he turned left, I'd go left. If he turned right, I'd go right. If he went up the hillside, I'd go up the hillside with him. If he walked down in the valley next to the creek, guess where I'd be? Right by him by the creek. Because I've asked for this double portion. And I believe if I stick with him, I don't know about you, but we must stick with this service. We must stick with God. If you're ever going to get anything, God, you're going to have to learn to stick with Him and stay on His trail. We must be in pursuit of God. One man, I believe, I can't remember which one it was, wrote a book about pursuit of God. We must be in pursuit of Him. You say, is God on the move? Yeah, God's a moving. But it's up to us to go after Him. It's up to us to follow His footsteps. But here he is. Here Elijah was, getting ready to leave. Elisha right on his footsteps. And the chariot comes down, takes Elijah up in the whirlwind, takes him away. And Elisha grabs a hold of the mantle. And he asks the question, where be the God of Elijah? One man preached on where are the Elijahs of God. It ain't where God is. But where are the Elijahs of God at? Where are the men that God wants to use in this hour? I wanted to one time, and I never did ever prepare it and get it ready. I told the preacher one time, I said, I want to preach on where are the men. And it seemed like in the day and hour we're living in it, real men are scarce. Men of integrity. Men with a backbone. Men that's not afraid to do something. We must do something in this last hour. Evil prevails when good men do nothing. When we sit back out and do nothing, that's when evil has its way. It creeps in among us. But we must arise to the occasion for such an hour as this. Timothy, Paul told Timothy, he said, to stir up the gift of God that's inside of thee. We need the power of God to prevail in this last hour. You won't make it unless you've got a good movement of the Spirit of God in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Unless you got the Holy Ghost, I ain't a Holy Ghost or nothing, but I'm Holy Ghost in something. You've got to have something moving in your heart. You got to have the Holy Ghost dealing with you. His Spirit, Jesus, just as Elijah went away, Jesus said, I go away, but I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, I'll send you the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He said, He'll guide you into all the truth. And when He went away, we know that on the day of Pentecost, He sent the power and baptized the 120 in the upper room. Did He end there? No. They went out into the streets and began to speak in tongues, and all kinds of different people heard them speaking in tongues, and they went and began to preach, and the church was, the church began to grow and grow, multiplying. We need a double dose of God's sweet Holy Ghost. Moses, in Exodus chapter 17, Moses was on Mount Horeb, and as Moses was there, and the battle was going on, we know the story, as his hands was raised high, victory. But as soon as his hands got low and heavy, nothing but defeat. And I've said it before. I've seen a lot of people that their hands have got heavy. But I'm not down on them that they're heavy. I worry about those whose hands are up and they see that when their hands are down and they don't go over to the side and try to help them up a little bit. But as Moses' hands got heavy, Aaron and Hur steadied his hands, one on the left, the other on the right. Victory's attained together. It's going to take you and I. The word unity, the prefix of it is you and I. It's you and I together that's going to cause this thing to go over top. Brother Danny Taylor said a story one time. He said that this little girl was in Sunday school class and she was a visitor. And said as she was in a visitor, she had only one arm. And said it got at the end of the Sunday school class. And said that they'd go to their little story time, or they sung their little song at the end. And they'd sing it a song. This is a church and this is a steeple. Open up the gate, open up the windows and see all the people. And he said, a little girl was sitting there and she only had one arm. And said, one of the little boys saw her in that condition. And he walked over to her and he put his hands in her hand. And he said, let's build this church together. I don't know about you, but these walls, Brother Mike Gilpin has done a great job building the walls. And the foundation and all his work and all his labor. And I commend him for all the labor and stuff. But the church is more than just walls. The church is more than just a piano. It's more than just a pew. But it's a spirit that makes the church. Unless the Spirit of God comes by, it's all in vain. Unless the Spirit of God deals with his people and beckons them, we're just gathering together for no reason. But I don't know about you, but I'm anticipating. I'm anticipating a double dose of God's sweet Holy Ghost in this hour. It's not over yet. You can go tell the skeptic, it's not over yet. God's arising. He's got some men that's going to rise. He's got some people that's going to stand firm. He's got some people that know how to pray. He's got some people that know how to study to show themselves approved. Workmen that need not to be ashamed. He's got some people that will hold on to the promises of God. I said it last time I preached. Every promise in the book is mine. Every verse, every chapter, every line, it's yours and mine. And if we don't have it, it's our own fault. But I'm looking and I'm anticipating, Brother Charlie Bowman. God, we need a double dose of thy Holy Ghost. Open up the windows of heaven. And that one guy said, if there be windows in heaven, might this thing be? May I tell you, there's windows in heaven tonight. And God's able to open up the wind and pour you out a blessing. He's able to cause your cup to overflow. If it's been a month, if it's been 6 months since you prayed through to speaking in tongues, that's been a long time. But tonight you can leave out of here with a fresh dose. Fresh cup. My job, I worked, I think, sister, it's been several years back. I got a job there at Cumberland Valley Office Supplies. I think you helped me out on that one. And after that, I left Cumberland Valley and went to Winn-Dixie, or maybe vice versa. It was Winn-Dixie, then Cumberland Valley Office Supplies. But I remember my job at Winn-Dixie was to go through the dairy department and to pull out things inside that dairy department that were expired. And what they were doing, I don't know if you remember it or not, they had a program. If you went through there and you found any items that were out of date, they'd give you $1 for each item. How many would go tonight? And fill your buggy up. I would. I'd load it up. Just let them know they're not doing their job. Anyway, that was my job. I'd pull that off and I'd look at the date, and a lot of times I'd pull it off and I'd see the cheese was green. I mean, it's a no-brainer. There's something wrong there. I mean, green eggs and ham, but not green cheese. But I'd pull it off, and I'd look at the date, and I'd put it in the buggy, and I'd try to get all that expired stuff out of the way. So the customers wouldn't come in and rack up with all kinds of money. There's a lady, There's several people that came in. Must have been their job of the day. They must not have ever had a job because that's what they would do. They'd come in and they'd pull off everything that was close dated and almost out of date, try to get money out of it. But how's your experience tonight? Is it out of date? Or is it up to date? Is it fresh? Or is it something that's been on the shelf that you can look at and say, I got that. Man, is it a relic? It don't have to be. I mean, sure, God touched you way back then in the revivals. Sure, God helped you way back then. And I can look back, and I do a lot of times. I look back, and I say it so much. God saved me July the 9th, 1990. God gave me the Holy Ghost July the 23rd, 1991. I look back, and them are my treasures I look at. But if that's all I've got, if that's just it, and it stopped there, I'm in trouble. Because it keeps flowing over, over and over. It's not just a one-time deal. You don't just get filled with the Holy Ghost and sit on a pew. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't hardly sit on a pew. Amen. It's like the kids' song we used to sing. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. Bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, Brother Greg. But I can't keep it quiet because it's bubbling, 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 both day and night. He's my comforter. He's my soon and coming king. When my head gets low, he's the lifter up from my head. When my heart is overwhelmed within me, he leads me to that rock that's higher than I. I don't know about you, but I need a double dose of the sweet Holy Ghost. I mean, sure, I've tasted and seen. And sure, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but I know there's more. You hear me? I said, there's more. It'd be about like us going to a mine, Brother Jonathan, and me and you going into this diamond mine. And we walk in there, and the whole wall's full of diamonds. And you grab one of them and walk out with it. And he said, man, look what I got. And so excited about what he's got, which that's good and grand. But there's more from where that came from. The well has not ran dry. Elijah's brook ran dry. But this well is springing up of everlasting life. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It has not ran dry. There were some Indian guys that was visiting a hotel and they'd never been to the United States and didn't understand water faucets, how it turned on and off. And they got in that hotel and they got in the bathtub and they turned it on and off and they was amazed by it. Wow, look at this. And they just looked at each other like it's some grand glorious thing. And they said, before we leave out of here, we're taking this with us. So they got some hacksaws and they cut off the knob. They took the knobs off, thinking that was it. And they took it with them. But that's not where it comes from. If it's something you can turn on by yourself and turn off by yourself, it's not that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Because he moves as he wills. You can't work him up. You can't shout him up. But he is willing to meet with his people. We need a double dose. Any takers tonight say, I need a double dose of God's sweet Holy Ghost. I need the moving of God's Spirit fresh in my heart. Fresh oil from the throne room of God. I need you, Lord. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Another song came to my mind. That song we used to sing, Springs of Living Water, said, I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame. And nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water doth abound. Taste and see the Lord is good. He can fill your cup to overflowing. It can overflow on you so much that when you go to work, they'll say, what happened to you? And you can tell them, say, I got under the spout where the glory came out. God flowed over my soul. When a flood comes by, you know what a flood does? Flood washes things away that should not be there. It'll pick up trash from one end of town, drag it to the next side of town, and leave it in the trees. Gully washer. You ever seen a gully washer? You say there's no such thing. There is. I've seen it. It's not a fairy tale. It ain't like Sasquatch. It's real. It ain't like E.T. It's a real deal. The flood of God's Spirit. The sweeping of God's Spirit. You know God, I've seen it before, Brother Charlie, where God starts in the back corner, starts moving over there. And that one begins to worship God. And all of a sudden his neighbor gets a hold of it. And the next row gets it over here, starts worshiping God. And one of them looks over and says, they're worshiping God. Maybe I should get with it. And it ain't long till a flood of God's presence comes by. I felt it here tonight. Did you feel God's presence here tonight? Did you feel after him? If I could just touch him, he's not far from you. Anybody need a double dose? Anybody's cup running low? I need a double dose. And that's what I'm expecting in this last hour. I'm not expecting us to I'm not just expecting the same old, same old. I'm looking for extraordinary great things of God. That's what my God does. He does great things. He does things that people marvel at. One part in the Bible there said, we've seen strange things. And I ain't talking, I've seen some strange things in some churches before. I can tell you, and you can laugh at it. There's been some strange things I've seen. But I've also seen God move in a special way that I've tucked down in my heart. And I said, God's moved there. God healed that one. God touched that one. God saved that one, and it didn't look like there was no way possible that one could ever get saved. And God saved him. God healed her. There was a girl that went to her church, we used to go to, and she got a report from the doctor. She had a tumor and has cancer. And she showed on the picture, the big blob, what it was. And we began to pray. We didn't say a great swell in prayer, but we just prayed. Prayed the prayer of faith. And as we prayed, we believed God could heal her. She was scheduled to go to surgery that Monday. We was praying Sunday. The next day, she was scheduled to go to surgery. The doctor got in there, and he said, let me look one more time. He done a scope and looked one more time. He said, I've made a mistake. I've overlooked something. I've seen something that wasn't there. No, he didn't make a mistake. God healed. It was God's hand at work. We need this. We must have this. I want my children to experience this. I'm glad they got to go to Camp Dove. I'm glad the boys talked about praying until they spoke in tongues. I'm glad these young ones got to go to E-Town Camp. And I'm glad that Sister Abigail got to go to all the camps. If there was one she missed, it wouldn't cause she wanted to. But what a blessing. As a young person, you can have them experiences. But we are responsible as a church. He told us one time, Brother Jarvis did, it's been a couple weeks back, that we as a church are responsible. We are the spiritual incubator for these that's coming back. Whether they thrive or whether they die, it's up to you and I. We could sit here with their indifferences and nothing ever happened. But I don't know about you. I want your children to excel. I want your children to get more. I want my children to get more. And I don't plan to sit on a pew and die. Don't put my name on the back of the pew that I've sat there all them years and died. No. I want to be alive with the presence of God. I need a double dose. How about you? When was the last last time you prayed through to you spoke in tongues and couldn't stop it? They had that knob. They turn it off and on when they wanted to. I've seen a lot of experiences like that. People can turn it on, turn it off. That's not how I got it. When he moves, I say, yes, Lord. When he speaks, I say, yes, Lord. To your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, I'll answer and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be, yes, Lord. Yes. He speaks to his children. He talks to us to do things. And sometimes we sit back and let it go by. Has he spoke to you anything today? Has he been talking to you at all? Stir up your pure minds by remembrance. Stir up your minds by renewing it in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let this mind be in you as also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal to God. He made himself of no reputation. He humbled himself. I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I want to hearken unto the Master. He's speaking. Are we listening? God's saying, how's your cup tonight? Is your cup, are you Gnostic? Is it half full? But yet you say it's full. If there's things inside there that shouldn't be in there, it's not full. If it's not overflowing, it's not full. Don't have to be a scientist to know that. If it's not overflowing, all the way past the brim, it's not overflowing. There's a river. Anybody ever walked up the riverbank? Tried to walk up the river and it coming towards you? I tried it before. I walked up it. And it got up so high, I stood there, I tried to stand there, and it began to take me back. It had all power. I had no power. And that's where his spirit is. His spirit should have all power in your life. If you're in control of one instance of it, he don't have full control of you. We need a double dose. This church needs a double dose. There's great work to be done. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. And we can't be laborers and we can't work and do anything for God if we've not got our cups filled. Because the world's watching you. We are written epistles, read of men daily. Your neighbor knows you. The guy you work with knows you. He knows whether you've got the joy of the Holy Ghost or not. He does. You can't hide it from him. You can do all you want to do, try to hide it. He knows when you've got a bad day or not, which it ain't wrong to have a bad day. But we must keep the Spirit of God stirred in such a way in our heart that they see. And when they see, they're compelled to come. Come! Ho! Everyone that thirsted, come to the waters, buy without price. Aquafina costs you $1.19 or $1.39 a bottle. This is free. Come, drink of this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. What's the rest of that? Huh? Plunge in, win. Today. If not now, when? If not us, then who? He's looking for you. He's looking more out of you. He's looking to find more out of you than what you're producing and what I'm producing. I'm going to be held accountable if I don't get about it and I don't get what I need. I'm going to be charged guilty. And I don't want to stand before God guilty, Brother Charlie. Stir up the gift. If God baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, let him use you. You hear me? Let him use you. I need a double dose. No, you don't need it, but I want it. There's one thing to know, say, I'm in need. But Do you really want it? Do you really want your cup filled tonight? Are you satisfied? Hope you're not satisfied. Hope you've got the river flowing. Can we get somebody come piano tonight? And we'll shut her down. The woman went to the well with a bucket. She was going to get her daily supply. That's all I need today. This might last me all week long, this bucket full. Carried her bucket to the well. You know who she met? She met the master at the well. And when she met the master at the well, he said, if you drink of this water I give you, you'll never thirst again. She said, who are you? Are you greater than our father Abraham that gave us this well? And you have nothing to draw with. He said, if you drink of this water that I give you, you shall never thirst again. The water you're carrying with you, it's going to deplete. Couple days, it's going to run dry. Couple days, it's going to get stagnant. Couple days, it's going to turn different colors. If you taste of this that I'm offering, anybody that thirsteth, come to the waters. Come, he that's thirsty. He that's hungry, come. We know that she went and she got her river inside of her soul. But she not only did that, she went out and she said, she told them around her, come see a man. Come see a man that told me everything I ever did do. This man filled my every longing in my soul. Pointed to him. She didn't point at the well, said that's where it happened, that inside that well. He put a river inside her heart. How's the river tonight? Is it running low? It's cold. It's refreshing. Come to the living waters. Get your drink. Would it be anybody not? I'm offering. The altar's open right now. Anybody not and say, I need a drink. I need a drink of that fountain you're talking about. I need my cup to overflow tonight. And I know God's got great enough supply. He can do over abundantly above what I'm asking. My cup has got low. And Lord, I know where to go. I'm coming to you, Lord. Here's my cup. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. I need a double dose, so God. If I'm going to survive this last day, if I'm going to win souls, if I'm going to work, if I'm going to labor, God, I've got to have a double dose of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God.